Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today is Monday, the 19th of August, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian equity benchmarks snapped a two-week losing streak as the bulls made a decisive comeback on Friday. The Nifty managed to close above the 24,500 mark after days of consolidating within a 400 to 500 point range. The near 400 point rally on the index was driven by strong global cues amid easing concerns of a US recession. At close on Friday, the Sensex rallied 1.7% to end firmly above the 80,000 mark, while the Nifty ended at 24,540 or thereabouts. All sectoral indices ended with strong gains, with IT, autos, banks, metals and realty leading from the front and surging anywhere between 1.5% to 3% apiece. Buying was robust in the broader market as well, with both the BSE Small Cap and BSE Mid Cap indices rising nearly 2% each. Top Nifty gainers included Wipro, Grasim, M&M, Tech Mahindra and Tata Motors, while Divi's Lab was the only major loser. Market breadth was also tilted firmly in favor of gainers as nearly two stocks rose for each one that fell. With earnings season now having ended for the quarter, the focus will remain on global cues, fund flows and the Jackson Hole Symposium later this week. Foreign investors turned net buyers on Friday as they bought shares worth over 700 crore rupees in the cash market, while domestic investors bought shares worth 2,600 crores. However, FPIs have pulled out over 21,000 crore rupees from equities so far in the month of August. With the Nifty breaking out of its consolidation phase, experts feel that the index is poised to reclaim the 24,700 level. In case of any dip, the 24,300 to 24,400 is being seen as a crucial support zone. Technical analysts recommend aligning trades with a focus on stock picking. Let's turn our attention to the global setup this morning. All three indices on Wall Street, the Dow Jones, the Nasdaq and S&P 500, ended with gains on Friday. The S&P 500 gained nearly 4% for the week and had its best weekly performance since November 2023. In fact, the index is now just 2% away from its mid-July record high. The Nasdaq too ended with gains of nearly 6% as tech stocks saw buying interest at lower levels. Shares of Nvidia were among the biggest winners within the technology pack last week with a gain of over 18%. Apple and Microsoft advanced roughly 4% and 3% respectively for the week. The latest wave of US economic data managed to assuage investor concerns. Retail sales data released on Thursday came in much stronger than expectations, while weekly jobless claims saw a dip. Both offered evidence that recession fears that sparked a global sell-off earlier this month were overblown. Inflation readings released earlier last week also bolstered hopes that a soft landing scenario could still be a possibility. Meanwhile, US 10-year Treasury yield slipped below the 3.9% mark as investors weighed a flood of data and considered the state of the economy. Asian markets, meanwhile, are taking a breather this morning with both the Nikkei and Kospi trading with losses. Traders in Asia will watch out for central bank releases this week, including the Bank of Korea's rate decision and minutes of the Reserve Bank of Australia's August meeting. Inflation data from Japan and Singapore will also be released on Friday, while China will announce its one-year and five-year loan prime rates on Tuesday. But the GIFT Nifty is hinting at a strong start for the Indian market as it is trading above the 24,600 mark. In the commodities market, US crude oil futures fell more than 1% on Friday amid reports that Qatar told Iran to not attack Israel while Gaza ceasefire talks are ongoing. Gold, on the other hand, soared to an all-time high on Friday as the dollar weakened on growing expectations for an interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve in September and as tensions in the Middle East bolstered demand for the yellow metal. Shifting focus to all the stocks to watch out for in trade today. Hindustan Zinc will be in focus as promoter Vedanta will exercise green shoe option to sell an additional 1.95% equity in the offer for sale. The OFS will open for retail investors today. Also watch out for Maruti Suzuki as the automaker's profitability will see a one-time impact of 850 crore rupees during its September quarter results. The company will increase its accounting provision for deferred tax liability by approximately 850 crore rupees for FY25. This adjustment follows the withdrawal of indexation benefits on mutual fund investments, which was announced in the recent tax rule changes in the budget. The actual payment will be made when these funds are redeemed. The amount may be different at the time of redemption and calculation of the tax. Escorts Kubota is exploring various options for industrial land to set up a greenfield facility. The investment intent has been submitted to the UP government for acquisition of land. The project will involve direct and indirect investment of over 4,500 crore rupees, which will be done in phases, and the annual production revenue generation will be over 10,000 crore rupees at full capacity. Techno Electric partners with IndiGrid to develop two greenfield interstate transmission projects. It has also signed a securities subscription cum shareholders agreement with IndiGrid. Next up is Jubilant Pharmova, as its arm Jubilant Biosys will acquire 80% stake in Pierre Faber Labs for 4.4 million euros over a two-year period. ONGC and Oil India may see some gains in trade as government has slashed windfall tax on crude petroleum to 2,100 rupees from 4,600 rupees per ton from the 17th of August. Lastly, Adani Enterprises will raise 800 crore rupees via non-convertible debentures. Now, NCDs worth 400 crores will be raised with an option to retain oversubscription of up to 400 crore rupees. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Sneha Poddar, Assistant Vice President, Retail Research, Broking and Distribution at Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Let's listen in.
After the recent announcement of in lower US CPI data along with other positive data points emerging from US, so the hopes have revived with regards to rate cut in the September policy meet. Till that event or till some sort of confirmation is seeked, the markets are likely to be in a consolidation mode. On the domestic front, there is a lack of trigger as the result seasons have just gone over. The inflation data was encouraging on the domestic front too, but it would largely be the direction to the market will largely be provided by the US rate cut. So until the time the US Fed meet doesn't take place, probably the market would keep on watching out for the data points emerging from the US to take cues with regards to the Fed's action going ahead.
That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you on Tuesday at the same time.